AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Just a short while ago, Pope Francis told church leaders,
Dios llora.
God weeps.
Los crímenes y pecados de los abusos sexuales a menores.
For the sexual abuse of children, these cannot be maintained in secret.
The Pope, after meeting with victims of sexual abuse by clergy, tells bishops in Philadelphia they were not only abused, they were abandoned by those who should have protected them.
The people
who had the responsibility to take care of these tender ones violated that trust and caused them great pain.
The pontiff also promised to hold accountable the offenders and the ones who try to hide their crimes. Later this morning, Francis will meet with prison inmates before his final mass before an estimated 1 million people this afternoon. President Obama heads to New York today for a speech at a UN summit to deal with pressing global issues. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports Obama will also be taking part in events during the UN's General Assembly.
The centerpiece of the president's visit is his annual General Assembly speech tomorrow morning. But there'll also be UN sessions on development, peacekeeping, and countering violent extremism, and meetings on the sidelines with world leaders, including his first with Vladimir Putin since Obama put relations with Moscow in a deep freeze over its carving up of Ukraine.
President Francois Hollande, also in New York for the UN, tells reporters that six French jet fighters targeted and destroyed an Islamic State training camp in eastern Syria today, the first such airstrike by France inside Syria. Hollande says more could take place in the coming weeks, if necessary. This is AP Radio News. German media report Volkswagen was warned years ago about the use of illegal tricks to defeat emissions tests. Automaker admitted last week that it used special software to fool U.S. emissions tests for its diesel vehicles. One weekly paper reports VW's internal investigation turned up a 2007 letter from a parts supplier warning against using the software. Another weekly reports that a Volkswagen technician raised concerns about illegal practices in connection with emission levels in 2011. New York Mets wash away the bitter taste of the last eight seasons with champagne as they clinched the National League East division for the first time since 2006, a 10-2 victory over the Cincinnati Reds, starting in winning pitcher Matt Harvey.
This is the best day of my baseball career by far, and we're here to stay. We're here to do this more often, and that's where we're about.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.